The Democratic National Convention gets underway Monday. That also marks the start of the Equality Forum Summit in Philadelphia. Let's get a preview with Malcolm Lazen, Executive Director of the Equality Forum. Malcolm, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
And thank you for the opportunity.
We'll get to that forum agenda, but you've been in the vanguard of helping to beautify Philadelphia. And how beautiful is it for these incoming conventioners?
I must say that Philadelphia is really looking super, particularly pleased with Dilworth Park. And kudos to Center City District and Paul Levy. And also City Hall. I mean, you know, City Hall is really spiffed up, and it reminds you of how grand City Hall can be. And hopefully after the convention, it will continue to be equally as grand.
And although the convention is at the Wells Fargo Center near the Walt Whitman, let's not forget the lighting of the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Well, I'm very proud of that. And I guess you're referencing it because I'm credited with the idea of lighting the Benjamin Franklin Bridge and helped to organize the committee that lit the bridge. And I co-chaired the fundraising effort for that project.
Equality Forum, the nation's oldest LGBT civil rights summit. What is on the agenda this year?
Well, so because of the convention, we're holding four major panels, a national politics panel, legal panel, elected officials panel, and future of the movement. Two truly nationally important LGBT historic marker dedications, and then our traditional awards ceremony. But it's really an opportunity, you know, at its base to really look at, you know, what are the issues that the LGBT community is asking of the Democratic and Republican parties and the political process.
Let's take up the legal challenges first. You were a federal prosecutor, chaired the Pennsylvania Crime Commission. Of course, we are now talking post the landmark Supreme Court case. What are the legal challenges ahead?
Well, I think the legal challenges ahead are really multiple. Transgender issues that we're seeing around, you know, bathrooms, and certainly pushback in terms of the so-called religious freedom initiatives on an ad hoc basis, you know, those issues that impact particularly LGBTQ youth and elders.
Also employment challenges?
Certainly employment challenges, although I think we're really trying to take that one on by virtue of helping to pass the Equality Act. And the Equality Act would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and add sexual orientation and gender identity to those protections involving housing, employment, public accommodations, judicial process, and the like.
As you cited historical markers, I understand you personally will be involved in championing one of the civil rights leaders in the 1960s.
Yes. Literally, there was a father and mother of the LGBT civil rights movement.
This is the mom.
And this is the mom, and her name is Barbara Giddings. She was from Philadelphia. I mean, her contributions are totally seminal and impactful and important. And so the historic marker will be the residence where she resided with her partner, Kay LaHusen, in the 1960s when she was doing that seminal work.
Was that around the same time as Stonewall in New York?
Well, actually, by the way, the answer to that is sort of a yes, in that Stonewall, of course, occurred in 1969. But what's really interesting about Stonewall, it wasn't an organized thing. While there had been other riots involving the police in other places, including Philly and L.A. notably, nobody ended up remembering them. And so Barbara Giddings and Frank Kameny, who were organizers, helped to organize a first anniversary march from Greenwich Village to Central Park. We now remember that as the first New York Pride Parade. So it's actually organizers, strategic organizers, of which Frank Kameny and Barbara Giddings were about the best, that literally are the reason that we now know Stonewall.
So in addition to Barbara Giddings, there's another historical marker to be unveiled.
Yes, and that's actually the Philadelphia Conference Historic Marker. It will be directly in front of the Arch Street Meeting House. And I believe that the Philadelphia Conference will be perceived as akin to the Seneca Falls for the LGBT civil rights movement. And it's really because in the mid-1970s, there was a desire to emulate what then Negroes did in terms of the 1963 March on Washington. And one of the leaders of that was Harvey Milk. There was pushback in terms of saying don't do that because if 20,000 people show up, which would have seemed like a large number at that time, the mall will look totally empty. We'll shoot ourselves in the foot. Harvey took over the leadership of that effort in fall of 1978. He gets assassinated in November of 1978. San Francisco activists galvanized and wanting to remember him call for a Philadelphia conference. They outreached the handful of activists around the country for this Philadelphia conference. And in February of 1978, over a weekend, 300 activists come together in Philadelphia and organize a national march on Washington for lesbian and gay rights. October 11th of 1979, 100,000 people participate in that demonstration, the very first seminal demonstration. It defines the movement as a national and a civil rights movement. It's then followed by three even larger, up to million-plus people, marches in 1987, 93, and 2000. And so as you start to look back at the Philadelphia Conference, you realize it's the first time that gays now get together nationally and organize something that is of monumental movement import. And then the other thing I think that's really noteworthy is why the Arch Street Meeting House. And it was because it was the only place of any size in Philadelphia that would be willing to have a gay meeting. In 1979, gays were considered to be toxic, and even what was considered to be the more liberal and progressive organization would have nothing to do with us. And so it's a reminder of, the Quaker tradition.
Malcolm, fast-forwarding to 2016, do you share the assessment of many that Philadelphia is one of the most gay-friendly municipalities in the country?
Quite frankly, I think there are a lot of now gay-friendly, but I think what we're doing with these historic markers is identifying Philadelphia as the birthplace of the LGBT civil rights movement. You know, it joins to other historic markers, which are the Gay Pioneers Annual Reminders Marker directly across from Independence Hall and the Giovanni's Room, which is the oldest LGBT bookstore.
Malcolm Lazen, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
And thank you, Dave.
Malcolm Lazen is Executive Director of the Equality Forum. It gets underway Monday, running concurrent with the Democratic National Convention.